From NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is away today. I'm Alex Chadwick. The lead story, the Iraq debate. It began Monday, the president's war council at Camp David, and then his quick visit to Baghdad. Congress has been talking more directly about Iraq this week than at any time since the invasion 3 years ago. Today, the House of Representatives approved a resolution saying the U.S. will win the war on terror and declaring that Iraq is an essential part of that struggle. The vote was largely along party lines, with many Democrats objecting. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne sees all, knows all. Don?
Hi there.
How about the meaning of this vote today in the House?
Well, the key phrase here is that it's a non-binding resolution. So it's essentially all about symbolism. No action now follows. Of course, part of it is that it's time to capitalize on what's been seen as a good week or two for the president. There's the new Iraqi cabinet. There's the death of the terrorist leader Zarqawi in Iraq in an airstrike. There's the president's trip to Baghdad. But again, ultimately, this is about symbolism.
Okay, here's some of the debate. We've got a couple of tape clips here. Here's the Republican Majority Leader, John Boehner. Here he is today on the floor of the House on this resolution.
This week's debate has given all of us an opportunity to answer a fundamental question. Are we going to confront the threat of terrorism and defeat it, or will we relent and retreat in the hope that it just goes away?
There's the Republican leadership on the floor of the House today. How about other particulars of this resolution, Don?
Well, it did something that particularly angered Democrats by, again, formally making Iraq part of the larger global war on terror, really linking the Iraq war in a vote on the floor of the U.S. House to the 9/11 terror attacks. Now, the resolution also says, though, that it is a bad idea to set a timetable for withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq, that would be detrimental to the national security of the U.S. Again, all this non-binding, but it's all in there in writing.
Well, the most prominent voice calling for a withdrawal date is the Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman John Murtha, a Marine veteran of two wars. Here he is participating in this debate today.
Mr. Speaker, it's interesting to me. We stand here and fight in air-conditioned chambers of the United States Congress, where these fellows are walking around in Iraq, men and women with 70 pounds every day facing IEDs, explosive devices, never knowing when they may go off, with tremendous stress, being deployed three and four times. It's easy to stay in the air-conditioned office and say, I'm going to stay the course.
Well, I hear things getting hotter in a lot of places. What else did Democrats object to in this, Don?
Well, Murtha really set the tone, but some called this a vacuous resolution, that it was just rhetoric, that it's a rhetorical response when what is really needed is a plan for some kind of success in Iraq. It was widely seen by Democrats as an attempt to paint them into a corner on the issue of national security and to give the Republicans something they can use against Democratic opponents in the November midterm elections. One other thing the Democrats in the debate talked about a lot is that this Republican Congress has failed in one of its most basic responsibilities, that is, of providing effective and essential oversight over the executive branch. They said every time the president has done something that's gone wrong, he's been rewarded.
Well, there was this spending resolution that went through the House and the Senate this week for money, extra money for $66 billion for Iraq and more money for other things. The president had said he might veto this, but no longer?
This is not symbolic. This is real. The president leaned on Congress to get it down to the amount he wanted. So we will not see his first ever presidential veto on this particular issue.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you again.
It's always a pleasure.